From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, August 31st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajanski and Greg Hudson are reporting in the Register Star that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on Monday, August 29th, announced nearly $75 million in state and federal funding for the state's 59 county-based agencies for the aging. The Columbia County Office for the Aging received $369,000. The Greene County Office for the Aging was awarded $336,000 in state funding to support programs that provide access to nutrition and disease prevention services for the senior population. The programs also educate seniors on the importance of good nutrition and physical activity to a healthy lifestyle. In Columbia County, the funding is used to support the Meals on Wheels program and various senior centers. In Greene County, the award supports the meal service that last year served almost 2,000 people, including 352 seniors who received their meals at home. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton and Casey Seeler are reporting in the Times Union that state and local officials were highly critical of the Federal Environmental Protection Agency during the state Senate hearing held on Tuesday, August the 30th, on the water contamination crisis in Rensselaer County. The hearing is the first to be held despite months of public outrage over the official response to the emergency. State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker said, and I quote, "What we could use is a little less confusion from the EPA," end quote. Zucker said the federal agency offered shifting guidance on the safe level of PFOA in water. Up until May 2016, Zucker said the federal agency never warned against drinking the water. Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Seagos testified and was highly critical of the EPA's, and I quote, "shifting and conflicting," end quote, guidance as well. Hamilton and Seeler report some of the most dramatic testimony came from Michael Hickey, the village resident who began testing the local water not long after the 2013 death of his father from kidney cancer, one of the diseases linked to PFOA exposure. The EPA submitted a statement to the hearing but declined to send a representative. St. Gobain Performance Plastics and Honeywell turned down invitations to appear. Both companies have been identified as the likely culprits responsible for the pollution. Hundreds of Hoosick Falls residents have been found to have elevated levels of PFOA in their bloodstream. The chemical was used for years by St. Gobain and Honeywell and made its way into the local water supply. Half Moon Republican Senator Kathy Marchione presided over the Senate hearing, along with the chairs of the Health and Environmental Committees, Senator Kemp Hannon and Tom O'Mara. The hearing Tuesday was the first of four state legislative sessions on water quality planned for the coming weeks. You can read that full story in the Times Union. The Associated Press is reporting that the state of New York is expanding its medical marijuana program. The Department of Health said on Tuesday, August 30th, that soon nurse practitioners will be allowed to authorize use of the drug and dispensaries will be able to make deliveries to patients who cannot leave their homes. The state will also consider whether to make chronic pain a condition eligible for medical marijuana. State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker said more than 7,000 New Yorkers have been authorized for medical marijuana use since the program began in January. Under the program, patients with qualifying conditions can get a physician's permission to obtain non-smokable forms of marijuana at state-regulated dispensaries. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman.
Daniel Zuckerman in the Daily Mail reports that another hiker took a tumble on a Greene County mountain on August 28 as a Schenectady man was injured near Fawn's Leap in the Catterskill Falls area in Hunter. The hiker's name was not released in the paper, but a forest ranger said the man broke his foot in a swimming hole below the area known as Fawn's Leap off Route 23A. State Forest Ranger Robert Dawson said, and I quote, "he was barefoot and jumping between the rocks. He miscalculated and fell," end quote. There have been two recent hiking accidents at Catterskill Falls that resulted in deaths and other injuries, and hikers are warned to take care. Dawson said, and I quote, "it's a beautiful area, it just can't handle a lot of people," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amanda Freeze reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Albany County Sheriff, Craig Apple, withdrew his proposal to jail anyone refusing a screening at the Albany International Airport. On August 24th, during the Albany County Legislature's Public Safety Committee meeting, Apple requested Local Law E be withdrawn because of mounting opposition against the measure. Muslim advocacy organizations and the New York Civil Liberties Union were among the groups against the law. Apple said, and I quote, "After conferring with members of the legislature, we figured the people have spoken. They've indicated what they want to do, so let's pull it," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Joseph Spector and Sean Lahman report in the Poughkeepsie Journal that state legislators took $2.3 million in per diem and travel expenses during the six-month legislative session that ended in June, about 8% less than last year. Several mid-Hudson Valley lawmakers took no per diem and travel expenses, including Senators Sue Serino, Republican of Hyde Park, and George Amador, Republican of Rotterdam, and Assemblymember Dede Barrett, Democrat of Hudson, as they generally commute home each day. Serino said in a statement to the Poughkeepsie Journal, and I quote, "I have constituents who travel just as far for their jobs each and every day, and nobody's picking up their tab. So how could I expect the taxpayers to pick up mine? That's why I don't take travel expenses or the allotted per diem. From my perspective, it's just not right," end quote. Anyone living within 50 miles of the Capitol is prohibited from taking travel expenses. Susan Lerner, the executive director of Common Cause New York, told the paper there are still many questions. She said, and I quote, "How are these new so-called reforms working? Is the per diem level appropriate? Is it being handled correctly? There are still no guidelines as to when it's appropriate to charge," end quote. She went on to say, for them, and I quote, "There are still no guidelines as to when it's appropriate to charge," end quote. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. The Daily Freeman reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo caught a 154.5-pound thresher shark off Long Island this weekend and flack from conservationists. Fishing with his brother, CNN morning anchor Chris Cuomo, the governor tweeted photos of his catch. On August 29th, Shark Research Institute director Marie Levine said that thresher sharks are considered vulnerable, just below endangered on the animal watch list. Sport fishing isn't a leading shark killer, but she said releasing the fish would have been preferable. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with a temperature high near 82 degrees. There will be scattered non-severe showers and thunderstorms are expected during the day and Wednesday night. Storms could contain locally heavy rain and gusty winds. But Wednesday night it will be cloudy with a low around 64. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, isolated showers, cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. Temperature high will be 80 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. Sunrise today was at 6:21 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:29 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 31st and last day of August 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.